Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Tonight, this is just Jackie Salvetti. Our co-host, Veronica, is off with family somewhere at some event. So we're going to have a good time. Certainly the team is here, so we're going to be doing some wonderful things. Tonight's show, I'm very excited to do this show. This show was a huge inspiration to me, and tonight's show is called Envision, Create, and Believe in Your Own Universe, and the universe will form around you. We are unlimited beings in a seemingly limited reality, but is it really, or is it only us that perceives it as such? Just perhaps we are the ones who are truly the creators that can change our own unique universe. We all are our own unique universe. Now, this is something that, I go back many, many, many years, and for those of you who know Bashar or who Bashar is, a race that is a hybrid between humans and the grays with genetic engineering. Bashar has been channeling for, many, many, many years through Daryl Anka, who is Paul Anka's brother. And he has often referred to the fact that we are our own universe. So when I found this article about this young man, it inspired me so greatly. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show because I think the information is just wonderful and exciting. Show dedication. To the political firestorm that is afoot right now, and we are having a real firestorm. And, there was a bill that was just passed. It's been signed. We don't know if it's going to go all the way through. It looks like it will. And there is just a firestorm afoot, and we really need to send our love and our light and hold as much energy as possible for positive outcomes for all that is happening in our political arena in America as well as the rest of the world. For this next 2 years, and I really feel that things are going to be very unsettling. Of course, we've had WikiLeaks and all the stuff that's coming out with that. With the astrological configurations, we're going to have a lot of information coming out. It's going to be very unsettling, and that's why even the team was really adamant with me about, please ask everybody to hold as much energy for the political firestorms. Ultimately, they're good, but the chaos that can be created is pretty great, and so we have to keep our heads about us and really hold the light. We have the power and the ability to affect change. And it's so important that we remember that, and that we honor how powerful we are. So I also want to talk about that we are also entering a new level of change. And, we're stepping in now to the two-year mark between now and the end of 2012. And this 2 years, of course, foretold by the Mayan calendar, this and that, many things, is such a pivotal time for the planet. And it's a pivotal time for us individually. Because when there's change, that change is from the smallest molecule to the biggest. We're not, everything is going through change. And so, again, this is what we've been preparing for. This is what we've been working towards. So, for all of us, taking responsibility in every single moment, very, very, very important. And everything we do right now is critical. Everything we put in our minds and our lives counts more than ever before. Because we're the carriers of amazing energies and activations for so many, if we acknowledge that and are really aware of that, we can make such a difference in every single moment, whether we're asleep or awake, because we're all doing a tremendous amount of work in the dream state right now. It's critically important. So let's talk about some of the astrological stuff going on. Very, very, very interesting time. December 5th was the new moon, and this was a really powerful new moon. So I'm just going to go through this a little bit here. Mainly because this when I was reading about the new moon, it really talked about last week, it kind of talked about last week's show about subconscious drives. New moons slightly or signify rebirth, new beginning, and the start of a new cycle. During this cycle, our belief systems will be highlighted, aiding us in transforming our thinking. A focused and penetrating mind gifts you with the ability to shift through the haze of denial and cut through the fog of confusion, enabling you to joyfully delve into the deeper parts of yourself. Moving into these deeper aspects brings you to your awareness hidden motivations and desires, revealing that which is consciously or unconsciously driving you forward. So, we are still in the energy of this, by the way. And, of course, on the 21st, we have another major configuration, and this is, of course, the winter solstice, full moon, and a total lunar eclipse. So you're going to be feeling these energies right now. They're not going to be anything that's just going to hit you overnight. This is building up right now. We're already at, what, the 12th? The 9th or the 12th, let's see, 10th, I think. Excuse me, the 9th. Okay. Let's see if I can. Okay. This eclipse spotlights the inner healing we need to attain oneness. And so this is going to be a really big one. A really big one. I think I've cut part of this out. I did. So I just wanted to kind of remind everybody that we're moving up to this. Be prepared. 21st of December, we'll talk about it in... the eclipse spotlights the inner healing we need to attain oneness. I think this is beautiful, especially at our Christmas season, and I think we're going to be really, really, really focused on this in the next 2 years, the whole concept of oneness. So let's talk about the energies right now. All I can say is wow, wow, and wow, and wow again. I know that I've personally gone through a huge shift since the intensives, the last one, which was the opening of the Stargate. But last Saturday, I really felt like there was a circus on my crown chakra. I mean, unbelievably, I was wired to the moon. I felt incredibly happy, very productive. I felt so loving. And I was thrilled everywhere I went, in the malls, elsewhere. I was truly connecting with everyone. I was just filled with a sense of love coming through me. And, you know, I made an effort to let everybody that waited on me know how important they were. And they were all beautiful people. I mean, they were just adorable. And, you know, I went out of my way to thank them and let them know what a difference they were making. They were so helpful, so precious, everywhere. I didn't encounter people being rude. I felt just nothing but loving energies everywhere I went. I was so thrilled with that experience. And, you know, this is Las Vegas. So, but again, you know, I think this goes back to creating our own universe. When I do get out, I really expect to have a good time. So... What was really fascinating to me is every store I went to as I left, there were hugs. And it was just such a loving experience. It was so unique for this season. And for me, it was like having the true spirit of Christmas in my heart. It was all about connection. And it's really time for all of us to connect and to spread as much love as we possibly can. And the more we do, the more it's going to get played forward to others. I mean, we really can do this one person at a time, one experience at a time. You know, when I go to Whole Foods, everywhere I go, I'm being so aware of being as loving as possible and acknowledging people for the service that they perform and, you know, how sweet and caring they are. My experience lately has just been everywhere I've been, people are precious. So that's a very exciting thing considering what's going on in the world right now, that people are reaching out to each other. Lots of dreams for everybody. And I want to acknowledge this for all of you, certainly with all the people I talk to every week. And the dreams are coming in very profound. And I, you know, I just want to pass this on to you. We're doing a lot of resolution in the dream state. If you're able to bring through any of your dreams, some people do, some people don't. Some of you are waking up in the middle of the night and having, you know, night sweats. It's not the change, I promise you. It is that we are working at such high levels of intensity that we're having physiological effects from the way that our energies are rising up during the nighttime. So, for some of you, you may be waking up with very interesting dreams. I had someone the other day who had this kind of dance with orange snakes. Now, she is not, this is a dear friend of mine, but she is not esoterically inclined. And really what it was, and it was so fascinating, was that her second chakra was shut down, and this was her second chakra in the form of a snake in the color of orange, trying to get her to move forward, to open back up to her creativity and her sexuality. I found it fascinating. It was such an interesting dynamic, a wonderful dream. So really pay attention to your dreams right now. They're incredibly, incredibly prophetic. I personally have awakened a couple of times with these dreams that were a little unsettling, but the resolution that I had out of the dream was so big, so profound, even for things that have been kind of up in the air for 16, 17 years. So I'm saying to all of you, just be aware of that. Lots of you waking up in the middle, I've been waking up at varied times during the night, almost startled. And I'm sleeping well when I go back to sleep, but nevertheless, kind of startled. Also, you know, and I want to say all of you, everybody is evolving so quickly, so wonderfully. And I also want to remind you that it's not perfect. We're still going to continue to have challenges around our beliefs and around the things that trigger us. So you can be flying along and doing absolutely wonderfully well. And then something will be in your face and trigger you, and you'll feel as though you took two or three steps backwards. Promise you, it's okay. We get to keep revisiting these things until they stop triggering us, until we really get clear why they still do. What residue is still there that hasn't been resolved? A lot of old angers coming up, and I'm seeing this manifesting in, you know, people's physiologies. A lot of us have repressed our anger, our rage, our fears, whatever. This stuff is working its way up physiologically. So if you come up with aches, pains, this, that, try to stay out of fear if you can. Just know that this stuff is working its way out of your physical body. Another thing, and this is for me, I know that the intensive was so profound for me, even though I was in channel, but energetically the preparation of 2 months with the music and the energies themselves, stretching myself, and then, of course, after it, dealing one more time with Mother, which was such a thrill. But I am more loving with myself right now than I have ever been, and it is such a thrilling feeling for me. And because I've always worked so hard, kind of had my head down, it's a very exciting time. And I'm hoping that all of you are being more loving with yourself, because this is the time to do it. The more loving you are with you, the more loving you're going to be with others. You won't have this sense of deprivation, of self-sacrifice, of not having enough time. And I am making time for myself in a way, even though I'm incredibly busy right now and doing a number of things all at the same time. I'm still taking time for me and not feeling bad about it. I've got a new website in the works. That's going to be, I'm very excited about this, and the man that's doing it is spectacular. There'll be the channeling from God and Goddess that was at the intensive on it. I'm looking at having videos put on it, which will, one will be of myself as I introduce the work, and another one, we think, of the team doing a channeling. Plus, I'm doing some things in my home, and, you know, which is kind of, only me would do it at Christmas. Okay, so so let's get on to tonight's subject. I'm very excited to talk about this. My son brought home a magazine, and, you know, again, every week something fascinating happens that drops the subject for the week into my lap. And this magazine is called Las Vegas Woman. And we have out in the garage, we have a table where we put all the latest magazines and we run through all of them. And I was thumbing through it and there was a photo of a young man that just grabbed me. Asian man, looked like the Dalai Lama. And he had the sweetest face and the most incredible eyes, and his energy field was amazing. I didn't even know who he was or what the story was about. This young man's name is Tony Shea. It's pronounced Shea. It's spelled differently. Who at 24 sold Link Exchange, his company, to Microsoft for $265 million at 24 years old. He then joined Zappos. And for those of you who don't know what Zappos is an online shopping site, hugely popular, and it crosses, you know, all income ranges, etc. Moved over to Zappos after he sold out, and Zappos sales were almost zero, and he's taken them to $1 billion a year in annual sales. Amazing. I think he's now 35 or 36 years old. And also Zappos has been named by Fortune magazine as one of the best companies to work for list. That's and because of the things that he's instituted there. So in this interview that I was reading in the magazine, Tony wrote a book, and the reason he was being interviewed, it was called Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. And I thought, what a fascinating name for a book. But what really got me and absolutely moved me, I mean, riveted me, was in the interview, they asked him what his favorite holiday memory as a child or adult was. And he went on to say, well, this is in the book, and I'm going to quote here. She gazed into my eyes. I could still hear the music in the background, but the rest of the world seemed to disappear. I had no idea who this girl was, but somehow the universe had brought us together for a single moment in time that I would remember forever. She said, envision, create, and believe in your own universe, and the universe will form around you, she said softly. She leaned over and whispered into my ear, Happy New Year. And then she got up and left without another word. I read that, and I have to tell you, I was absolutely hooked. Now, going back to what Bashar says about our own universe, what I loved about this statement, believe in your own universe and the universe will form around you. I thought that this was so unbelievably powerful for this young man at 24 years old to have somebody come up and say this to him. And I personally believe when I read it that this was his higher self manifesting. And this can happen, people. Our higher selves can come into physical existence for a moment. Now, some of our guides can do this as well, but touch our lives in such a profound way that it changes us forever. And the impact of what happened here to me was that of the higher self. So when I looked at him and I thought, okay, this young man did create his own universe. There's no question. He created his own universe. He created unbelievable success, and he's a very simple young man. The photographs of him, no jewelry, very simply dressed. A very simple person, but with incredible wisdom. Another question they asked him, what is your favorite book? And the book that he said is The Happiness Hypothesis by Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, The Happiness Hypothesis. And I felt that this was really important because I wanted to see what inspired this young man, what really moved him. So here's just a couple of things out of the book. This is a quote from one of his chapters. The whole universe is change, and life itself is but what you deem it. It would be something of an exaggeration to say that Jonathan Haidt had found the final answer to happiness, but he's come as close as any other writer of our times. Every page of his book provides gems of insight about the good life and where to look for it. Anyone who is interested in human nature and its potential must read this book. That was by William Damon of the Stanford Center. Another one, in this beautifully written book, Jonathan Haidt shows us the deep connection that exists between cutting-edge psychological research and the wisdom of the ancients. It is inspiring to see how much modern psychology informs life's most central and persistent questions. Now, with young Tony, who wrote his own book, he's been on the road for well over a year with the Happiness Bus, and he, in the reviews of his book, are equally stunning, equally stunning. For all of you who are looking to make a difference in the world, setting out there to do any kind of business, okay, I highly, highly, highly recommend Tony's book, Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. So much of his book is about creating the perfect scenario, okay, in terms of employees as well as business. In other words, what he's really doing is he understands at a very intrinsic level that he's creating the optimum situation to create a place where people are excited to go to work, and because of that excitement, they're passing it on to the consumer. He's got it. And these are the young people that are creating the new businesses, the new successful businesses, that as some of these others are breaking down, the new ones are coming up. For all of you that will be out there doing your great work, you're still business people. And it's so important that we remember, and especially through Tony's book and the other one, The Happiness Hypothesis, it's bringing those worlds together of understanding that we have the ancient wisdoms and then the practicalities of today, and not feeling conflicted about being able to embrace both of those, to bring those together into a new application into today's world. How do we bring our service to the world in a way that is productive and life-enhancing for everyone, including the people that work there? Many, many people, I work with many, many people who are business owners. And, you know, I will be touting this information forever because I look at this young man, I look at his energy, and I certainly encourage you to go online. There is a website for both of these books. Take a look at his sweet face and at the beauty and humility of who he is, and yet the incredible successes that he created. But he took principles. And more important, the message that he got was so profound. And I'm going to put that everywhere. It'll be, everywhere I'm going to quote him. Because I think that if people can read that and see the possibility, and I think this is what we all miss at times, that we can create our own universe. We've been struggling, all of us, with how do we take our power? How do we make a difference? How do we become more? How do we give up our victim, our struggle? But the idea of creating your own universe around you. And I really experienced it last Saturday. My day was magical. Everywhere I went, whether it was to the bakery to get a coffee, to the mall, to meet with the fellow at the furniture store who's, you know, helping me with color in the house. Every part of it was unbelievably magical, including that evening with my daughter and her friend and my granddaughter. It never ended. It was just beautiful. I've never felt so incredibly loved, so taken care of. Everything was perfect on every level. It just was amazing to me. But I somehow, when I walked out the door that morning, I absolutely expected it. I deemed it a magical day. I knew it was going to be a wonderful day. And I felt it. So when I read this, I thought, you know, I really wanted the team, and I talked to the team if they would work with us and talk with us about creating our own universe and about how do we go about it? How do we change it? How do we decide, especially with all the changes that we're all going through right now? And there's a lot of them. And with the Christmas season, we're all challenged with, you know, spending more money. And I know that all of you are certainly aware that you don't have to struggle through these times, that regardless of what's going on around you, that your life can be different than others. It's not about wanting other people to suffer while you don't. It's a matter of claiming what you do know. This young man okay, who was incredibly successful, didn't do it at other people's expense. He used the principles to create success and then went on to improve work conditions, to create new ways of doing business, to create new profits on a website, Zappos, which is a wonderful place to shop for any of you that haven't done so. It's Zappo'S. So anyway, I'm gonna turn it over to the team and let them work with all of you. Exciting times, everybody. We are so, so incredibly blessed. And I will come back before the show is over, so I'll say my good evenings then. And let's see where the team wants to go with this. They may take some call-ins at the end, so for all of you that have numbers for BBS Radio, I don't know if they're going to, but there is a possibility. I'm just trying to get the music on here. All right. If you just give me a moment to go into channel. All right. So good to be with all of you. It is, oh, we have new music. All right. Let's see if we can turn this down a little bit. All right. Very good. All right. Channel is making changes everywhere. We would never know from one moment to the next right now. Fear. Let's talk about fear first. Creating your own universe. The first thing you're going to run into is fear. And here's the reason. The fear is going to come up for those of you who are people who are cautious by nature. Suppose I screw it up. Suppose I create the wrong universe. Suppose I change things that I can't change back. Now, we have to look at that statement and that feeling because all of you carry some fear around change. You see, you still haven't embraced the fluidity of creation. That everything is fluid because operating on your planet, you've been taught that everything is locked in. Black is black, white is white, and red is red. But you see, it's really not. Now, how do you create your own universe? Well, first of all, you've got to look at all your beliefs around the possibilities. What would your objections be? Well, the first one that'll come up for all of you, well, I'm not powerful enough to do that. Oh, dear ones, that is not true. You see, we brought you along and brought you along and brought you along. And as we introduce ideas and concepts, we try to read. And we take kind of a median reading and say, all right, are they ready for this? Are they ready to play with it. Now, you may not jump in with both feet initially. You've played with timeline jumping and different ideas that have been brought forth on the shows. Parallel reality. But creating my own universe. Oh my God. Now, well, we have to talk about some theories. We have to get theoretical, if you will. That what you believe about Earth, the universe, is all true, according to you. But each one of you, you see, are unique. And this fits into subjective reality. What's real for you may not be real for someone else. And that's the reason that you have so many people and so many opinions, you see. And so many ideas and concepts, like a buffet all the time, choosing from the buffet, what would you prefer in any given moment? Any given day, any given week or year. But you see, time and space are really shortening up right now. Now, does that mean you don't have as many choices? No, it doesn't mean that. Does it mean you need to choose more quickly? Yes, you do. And we would hope that all of you would choose as many positive, life-affirming ideas, beliefs, and possibilities as possible. What do you really want? And that would be one of the first lifts that we would make if we were you. What would I want to create in my universe? Assuming that this is a real possibility. And it is. If we went forward and we said, okay, let's assume for a moment that there really is only one of you, playing a myriad of roles, all the roles that you see, all the people you see, all the things you see. Lazarus oftentimes is called them walk-ins and extras, like, you know, we'll go along with that. But the main players, in essence, are all you. Now, that takes all the fun out of it. Many people don't want to believe that because that interferes with their whole idea about love. You know, well, I'm sleeping with myself. Well, all right. And what about relatives and friends that have died? And is it possible that all those experiences are me, in addition to all the parallel and how can I be that complex? And, well, we're not here to blow your mind with all the possibilities. But we are, in a way, wanting you to expand your ideas. All right? We do want you to expand your ideas and your possibilities, people. What's possible? So if you play with us tonight about this as being possible, we'll have a good time. So the first thing is, why not? Well, how can I be powerful enough to create my own universe? You're already doing it. You're just not doing it consciously, people. You're not doing it consciously. You're doing it unconsciously. And in some ways, subconsciously, that plays in as well. That's why last week we talked about subconscious drives. All of the objectors and objections. Suppose I make a mistake. Suppose I can't change it. Suppose I don't like what I create. I don't believe I'm powerful enough to do it. Will I be lonely? Will I forget anybody? No. There may be some people you'd like to cut out in all of your experience. Now, you don't want to send them reeling into the other universes, but this is your universe. What do you want to create in your universe? Now, there are going to be those of you that say, I want everything perfect. I want abundance. Everybody has food to eat. Everybody is happy. The weather is perfect. And we would recommend that that would be a long-term goal, yes. We would also recommend that you begin with your immediate universe first, your day-to-day life. What is my impact on other people? What do I want that to look like? Well, I want my day to be filled with joy. Oh, there's a good one to start with. That's a wonderful one to start with. Watch the word want. I choose. I will. I want every day to be an exploration. Oh, that's exciting. I'm going to look at everything with excitement. Even those things that I might think are obstacles, I'm going to look at them excitedly, saying behind this is some wonderful golden opportunity for me. What a wonderful idea. For many of you, your choice is about health. Because of all the changes that have been going on, oh goodness, you tend to think, oh my God, I've got an ache here and a pain there. Maybe I'm dying. Maybe I have this. Maybe I have that. Well, in your universe, wouldn't it be a wonderful idea to choose that each one of those is just a flash? And to look at it as something lifting and healing out of you. Oh, the energies are moving out of that sore shoulder or that cranky knee. Oh, that old pain in my knee is lifting out. How fabulous. You see, if you set yourself up to say, I'm going to create my universe this way, and it doesn't look that way, and you don't try to change you, you're going to lose heart, people. Because it's your universe. You're the center of that universe. Now, some of you are going to say, oh, that's so narcissistic. And we promise you, you're all narcissistic. You have to be or you won't survive. I'm hungry. I have to go to the bathroom. I need to buy clothes to wear. I need to do this. I need... You have to think about you and love you. Because when you create a universe in which you love yourself, automatically you're going to create loving support at every turn. At every turn. Now, how would your day be different if you knew you were creating your own universe? Now, we already hear some of you thinking, well, what's the difference between that and creating my day? The expansion of your idea of impact and empowerment. Think about how exciting that can be. Doing that in your work environment, whatever that may be. Expanding it, including your route to and from work, to the grocery store, wherever else you go. And continuing to expand it. Oh, I had a fabulous day. Look at this. Everything just flowed. It's working. Of course it is. Now, you may have days where things get a little iffy. Pull back in. Where did I get off balance? How loving was I to me? Because I'm the center of the universe. And everything is going to reflect back to me in my universe where I am. Where I am. You can't be a cranky, hard to get along with person and expect to create a perfect universe with everybody happy and joyful around you. That won't work. We promise you it will not work. But if you can make the commitment where it all starts with you, and the commitment to yourself to stop criticizing yourself, stop finding fault with yourself, imagine the joy and love you could spread within your universe. The authority that you would take and the responsibility that you would take within your universe. That means the way I respond to every single person is going to make a difference. That means I need to smile at everybody because they're part of my universe. And they're a reflection of what I've created. They're a reflection of me. Wow. The possibilities are endless. Now, how does that translate into relationships? Beautifully. Beautifully. Our channel has talked about this for years, and we will confirm it. In a relationship, you cannot expect someone to give you what you are not willing to give yourself. You cannot expect someone to love you if you are unwilling to love yourself. If you want someone to love all of you, you must love all of you. Warts and all. Now, what an exciting idea. And we promise you people, your bodies will respond to this. Your bodies will get healthier. You'll start looking younger. And the joy that you radiate will spread and spread and spread. What else do you want in the universe? We want you to think with us. For some of you, you have physical challenges. I want to be healthy. I watch your words. I choose to be healthy. I choose to be healthy. Hopefully, you're doing lots of things to support that. And if you didn't listen to last week's show, please listen to it again or listen to it for the first time. It's in the archives about subconscious drives. Those things that were imprinted into you, many of you in childhood, especially as they relate to the whole concept of aging and health. Many of you had relatives who died, you had relatively young or we're around people that had these benchmarks for aging. You're having to break out of those old belief systems, and many of you are doing beautifully at them. Oh, there are so many ways and so many things. Well, wait a minute. I've got these damn children, and they're nothing but a problem. All right. How do you want to create that differently? Now, there are a number of ways that you can do this, but it's your universe, people. And in my universe, You have to be really do some homework on this one about your beliefs and attitudes around those people with whom you have problems, be they relatives or not, in terms of how much you're playing into it and what your beliefs are around it. Certainly you can go in meditatively and work with them, with their higher selves, have conversations, do some healing work there, every bit more powerful actually than trying to do it one-on-one in the physical. But the more diligent you are about this, the more excited you get about it, the more real it will become for you. Because it's true. It is true. What you experience on Earth? Emotion. What do you leave Earth with? Emotional imprints. Soul growth. But there's a history on her. Yes. There is. Paradox. Paradox. And your planet is loaded with it. Now you can sit with a paradox and work with it. We would encourage many of you to do that if that is to your liking. And if you really want to sit in paradox, work with the energies, as Lazarus would say, in between. We give you this idea, this concept. We were very excited that the channel found the article. It was something we wanted to bring through. Because it's time for you. You see, the young people that are coming up now are blending ancient philosophies with new ways of being and homogenizing them into something that is wonderfully palatable on your planet, that works. But the core of it is that it works for everyone, not just for one person. And in your universe, we would hope that you would create everything that works for everyone, not just for one person. Because you see, philosophically, if you are everyone, then certainly you want everyone to be happy. It's a wonderful hypothesis. True or not, what an amazing way to be. What a loving way to be. And what kind of changes could you create in your universe with that kind of love? Now, you can't play victim. Blaming isn't going to work. Hating people isn't going to work. It would require a tremendous sense of responsibility. And many of you are working with all of these things already. This is just taking it to another level. To another level. Now, we're going to close here in a moment, everyone. We ask you to call us in tonight. to work with you individually with the whole idea and concept of creating your universe, with the possibility that you are that powerful. Call in your higher self as well, your soul, your unseen friends, your guides, and us. Let us all work with you, and those that are special to you, certain masters. We're counting on you, people. You don't realize how much we count on you to be the new map makers, the reality creators, and the change makers on this planet. We hand you the baton, and we ask you to run with it now, to be the ones, to believe in yourselves enough, to stretch, and to step out of the comfort zones of discomfort that you've gotten so used to. Love yourselves enough to risk, to trust yourselves, to believe in yourselves, and please, to love all of you, not just parts of you. We love all of you. We promise you that. We send you all our total, complete, unconditional love. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, and hopefully we will see you in the dream state. Namaste, everyone. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that a piece of all of you is in me, and a piece of me is in you. It can be no other way. We really are all one.